ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్యమ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్యపర్యంతం వందే గురు పరంపరాం సద్గురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతే శాంతే శాంతిః. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. So we have been seeing the fifth section of the first adhyaya of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, where the topic was Saptanna Brahmanam in the last webinar. And in this Brahmanam, the whole world is divided into seven Bhogya Patarthas or Annams, as it was called, and it was said that human being himself creates all these bhogya padarthas. Thus the whole creation is jiva srishti, and therefore jiva is called asya jagataha pita, saptanna rupasya jagataha pita. It was pointed out that way, and he created it with his own karma and upasana. And this division into Sapta Annam is for the sake of Upasana, for the sake of Upasana, which will give one different prayojanams or benefits. And the Upanishad begins with a Sutra Bhuta Mantra, where the topics are briefly mentioned in that. And from the second mantra onwards, the Upanishad begins its elaboration. So in the first mantra, four Annams were enumerated. And Swami Vidyaranya, in his Panchadashi, he sums up these annams into two nice shlokas in the fourth chapter of Panchadashi, Dvaita Viveka Prakarana. And there he says, Martyanamekam Devanne Dve Pashvannam Chaturthakam Anya Tritiyakam Atmartham Annana Viniyojanam. So, Martyannam. Martyannam means Manushyannam is one. Devanne Dve, two annams for Devas. Pashuannam Chaturthakam, the fourth is Pashuannam. And Anyatritayam, Atmanannam means the three annams for one's own self, individual. So, what are the names of those annams? That also was told by Swami Vidyaranya. He gives them as Vrihyadikam, దర్శపూర్ణమాసౌ క్షీరం తథా మనః వాక్ ప్రాణశ్చేతి సప్తత్వం అన్నానాం అవధార్యతాం. సో వ్రీహ్యాదికం మీన్స్ మనుష్య అన్నం, ఆల్ దిస్ గ్రెయిన్స్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్. దెన్ దర్శపూర్ణమాసౌ, టూ దేవ అన్నమ్స్, ది అమావాస్య పౌర్ణమి అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్. అండ్ క్షీరం ఇస్ పశు అన్నం. అండ్ తథా మనః, వాక్ అండ్ ప్రాణశ్చేతి. సో అదర్ త్రీ రెఫర్ టు మనహ, వాక్ అండ్ ప్రాణ. ప్రాణం అన్నం. సో సప్తత్వం అవధార్యాత్ అవధార్యత, దట్స్ వాట్ హీ సెడ్. సో దిస్ ఈస్ విద్యారణ్య సమ్అప్. సో ఆఫ్ ది సెవెన్ అన్నమ్స్, ది ఫస్ట్ ఫోర్ ఆర్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూషన్ ఆర్ గిఫ్ట్ ఓన్లీ. మనుష్యాన్నం ఈజ్ ఫార్ అన్నదానం. దర్శపూర్ణమాసాస్ ఫార్ దానం టు దేవాస్. క్షీరం, milk, is danam to animals and for Agni Gotra, daily rituals and all that. And the other three annams are meant for receiving. So four are for danam, three are for receiving. And the rule is only when the four danams are made properly, the other three will be properly received. All that we covered in the last class. So we get good mind, good words and good prana only if we give good danam. So first four are sadhana rupam annam and the last three are sadhya rupam annam. Of these, the first four were elaborated in the second mantra, which we have finished. Along with each annam, one value also was pointed out. Since manushya annam is meant for sharing with all other human beings, one should never eat annam alone, never cook for oneself. But one should always give annadanams to others, and then only the value of annadanam will be there. Similarly, Deva Annam is offered in the form of Darsha Purnamasa rituals. Since it is meant for Danam to Devatas, one should not ask for anything in return from the Devatas, and it should be performed as Nishkama Yaga. Otherwise, it will be a sale or a transaction business. Therefore, never ask for anything in return. Therefore, Ishtiyajukaha Nasyad. Nishkama Karma is the second value that was mentioned. Up to this, we saw in the last webinar. Now, let us continue with the next mantra. Actually, 152 we started and we finished up to here. We will continue from that portion. Pashupya ekam prayachaditi tat payaha payoheva agre manushyascha pashavascha upajivanti tasmat kumaram jatam kritam vaiva agre pratilehayanti pratilehyanti sthanam va anudhapayanti ata vatsam jata mahuhu atrunada iti tasmin sarvam pratishtitam yaccha praniti yaccha neti payasihi idam sarvam pratishtitam yaccha praniti yaccha na. Up to this we'll read in the second shloka. So pashubhyaha ekam prayachate is from previous mantra that the Upanishad quotes again now and introduces the fourth annam, which is Pashu Annam. So Sadharana Annam, we said also at that time. So two Deva Annams and now Pashu Annams. And what is that? The Upanishad says that the Pashu Annam is Payaha. Payaha means milk, which is food for all beings, all animals, including human beings. Manushya also is included in the group of Pashuhu. So Manushyaha Pashuhu Api Payonam Eva Swikaroti. When Jatam, after birth. Of course, in the case of Manushya, not only immediately after birth, but later also they take milk. Sometimes they offer Gritam, ghee, which is a form of milk, yogurt. So milk alone becomes food for all. Agre, in the beginning. Then the Upanishad glorifies milk. Milk stuti is done next. So payasi sarvam pratishtitam. Every food is established and it is based on milk alone. Not only that, Shankaracharya gives further explanation also. The milk is another important thing because it is used for Agnihotra ritual. Here Nitya Karma to be performed by everyone. So karmas also require ghee, which is the product of milk only. So therefore, human growth is based on milk. For all karmas, rituals also we require milk. Not only that, the whole world is born out of karma. For karma, we need milk. Therefore, the whole world is based on milk. And the Upanishad has all interesting imagination for saying all that. So payasi sarvam jagat pratishtitam. Sarva means living and non-living, and chetana, achetana, atmaka, prapancha, payasi, kshire, pratishtita. Therefore, an incidental value about karma is said next, that we will read. Continuation of the same shloka. Tadyadidamahuhum samvatsaram payasa juhvate apapunar mrityum jayatiti natata vidyat yadahareva juhoti tadaha puna mrityumapa jayati evam vidvan sarvam hi devebhyah annadyam prayachati. So an incidental value is given here. Suppose a person meditates on this. He offers oblations, Agnihotram, karma and all he does. He will get higher phalam. So one meditates on payasi sarvam pratishtitam. So in the milk, the whole world is established if he meditates on that milk. Or the milk is the supporter of the whole universe if he meditates thus. So, jnana karma samuchaya. With this dhyanam, if he does Agnihotra karma one time, he is offering dhanam of the whole world as mahadhanam. If he thinks like this and if he does Agnihotram, he does a mahadhanam, biggest dhanam, when he offers milk, seeing it as everything. Therefore, Agnihotra karma becomes very powerful karma. And as a result of that karma, he gets amrutatvam, immortality, it's all apekshakam. So, atha punaha mrityum jayati. పునః మృత్యుం అపజయతి. సో వీ షుడ్ పుట్ దాపా, వీ హ్యావ్ టు కనెక్ట్ ఇట్ విత్ దాట్. హీ కాన్కర్స్ డెత్, బికమ్స్ ఇమ్మార్టల్. ఇన్సిడెంట్లీ ది ఉపనిషత్ కోట్స్ అనదర్ ఒపీనియన్ ఆల్సో. ఇట్ సీమ్స్ సమ్ పీపుల్ సే దట్ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు డూ అగ్నిహోత్ర ఫార్ 1 year మెడిటేటింగ్ ఆన్ సంవత్సర ప్రజాపతి. Prajapati is the creator of Samvatsaram. If one does this meditation and Agnihotram for 1 year, he conquers death. That is what some people say. These are Purvapakshis. But the Upanishad says it is not so, and it is not true also. The Upanishad says it is such a powerful thing if one does this Upasana even once, that is Payasi Sarvam Pratishtitam. That Upasana, even if he does once and does Agnihotram, he will get Amritatvam. That is Samvatsara Prajapati Upasana for 1 year is not required at all, but once is enough. That is what Upanishad tries to say. So it's an incidental value that is also given, which is performing Agnihotra with this Upasana. Again, continuing the same mantra. Kasmattani Knakshiyante Adhyamanani Sarvada Iti Purushava Akshitihi Sahi Idamannam Puna Punarjanayate యో వై తామక్షితిం వేద ఇతి పురుషో వా అక్షితిః సహీదమన్నం ధియా ధియా జనయతే కర్మభిః యద్దై తన్న కుర్యాత్ క్షీయతే క్షీయేతయః క్షీయేతః సోన్నమత్తి ప్రతీకేన ఇతి ముఖం ప్రతీకం ముఖేనేత్యేతత్ స దేవానాపి గచ్చతి స ఊర్జముపజీవతి ఇతి ప్రశంసా. That's a prashamsa here. So 4 annams are said, 3 more are left. Namely, the sadhya annam for one's own bhoga in the form of manaha, vak and prana. These 3 are annams. We should be careful. So the Upanishad talks about these 3 elaborately from the next mantra. In fact, entire Brahmanam discusses this. It is discussed in the form of Adhyatmam, Adhibhutam and Adhidaivam. All these names are familiar to us. So therefore, before going into Adhyatma, Adhibhuta, Adhidaiva Rupa Annatrayam, the Upanishad concludes this section with a small discussion on Bhogya Prapancha. How this Bhogya Prapancha continues in perpetuation? Because the Upanishad itself raises this question, Kasmat. Why is it? Because Ishvara wants us to suffer. That is why he is creating it endlessly. Ishvara says the entire creation is not in my hands. Because the Upanishad says clearly, Purushaha va akshitihi. So, akshaya hetuhu. Jiva alone is responsible for the perpetuation of bhogya prapancha because he goes on doing karma. So, dhiya dhiya janayate, he plans, he projects and he does karma in continuation. And the Upanishad says, if he had not done karma, then it won't be perpetual. That is, if he had become akarta through atma jnanam, he will never become bhokta. Then he will not require entering this world at all. Thereafterwards, the Upanishad gives the phalam for fourfold anna viniyoga by giving anna. He gets 2-fold benefits, ihaloka and paraloka. Ihaloka palam is what? He will get plenty of annam and he will never face starvation in this janma. So, annamati pratikena. Pratikena means mukhyena, pradanena. So, he will eat well. And the second one is ihaloka palam itself, that he will live very long. Upajivati, urjam means amritam. He will eat well and he will live long in Ihaloka. And the next Janma Palam is Devan Abhigachati. He goes to Devaloka also. With this, the 4 annams are over and the cause of perpetuation is also discussed. And Acharya says this gives the Hetu for the importance of Vedanta. Person has to get out of this means Hetu for Vedanta. Only when you gain Vedantic knowledge, Kartrutvam goes and he will stop karma and Bhogya Prapancha will go away and he will get moksha. And another point is, Shankaracharya says in his introduction to this section, also very beautiful thing, in the previous Brahmana, Jiva was said to be what? Bhokta and the world a Bhogyam. Thus, Bhoktru Bhogya Sambandha is interrelated, that we saw then. So for example, from husband's standpoint, wife is bhogyam, and wife's standpoint, husband is the interrelationship. Similarly, parents and children, everything. So sacha etamannaman etamannam tata etadannamanne pratishtitam veda pratitishtati, again Taittiriya. So this bhoktru bhogya rupas are interrelated, and this idea is brought in Vedantic section later, we will see at that time, to prove the mithyatvam of the universe. We will see it at that time in detail. So this is a very important argument to show the mithyatvam of universe. In Madhu Brahmanam, this is Madhu Kandam, and we are going to see Madhu Brahmanam here. You cannot define anything. So everything can be called either bhokta or bhogyam. Everything is interrelated, indefinable, and therefore everything is mithya. That argument will come at that time. So this we will discuss in Madhu Brahmanam later. With this, the second mantra is also over. Now let us go to the third mantra of this section. Trini atmane kuruta iti mano vacham tanyatmane kuruta anyatra mana abhuvam na darsham anyatra mana abhuvam na shrausham iti manasaheva pasyati manasashrunoti kama sankalpo vichikitsa shraddha shraddha dridira dridhi krihi dhihi bhihi ityetat sarvam mana evam tasmadabi prishtata upasprishtaha manasabi janati yakkascha shabdaha vage vasa yesha hintamayata yesha hinam pranopano vyana udanaha samanaha ana ityetat sarvam prana evam hetanmanyeva ayamatma vangmayo manomaya pranamayaha. So this mantra is a vyakhyana. So it continues here. The first mantra is sankshepa mantra, elaborated in the second and the third mantras. That is why they are in quotations. Actually, if you see, there are quotations. If you have the text with you, it will be in quotes. This line occurs in the first mantra of seven lines that we saw. And in the third sloka also that we just read. What is that line? Trini atmane kurute. That comes. It is in quotes here also. Now the Brahmana portion quotes the mantra portion, and the Brahmana portion itself gives its comments. So some of the quotation portions is indicative of mantra line. The content of this mantra is what? The last three annams, namely the sadhya or atma annam, is the annam for one's own enjoyment and not for sharing with other people. And what are they? Manaha, vak and prana. Again, we will sum up the meaning of this without going to the word by word meaning, because Upanishad gives the lakshana or definition of mind and pramanam for mind. The lakshanam of the mind is a famous one actually, which Shankaracharya very often quotes. And that line is what in this? Kama sankalpaha vichikitsam shraddha shraddham dhritiradhi dhrihi krihi dhihi bihi ityetat sarvam mana eva. So Acharya quotes this mantra very often. Mind is nothing but different vrittis put together. Vrittis means thoughts. And few examples are given here, such as kama vritti, that means all desires, sankalpa vritti. Actually, Shankaracharya calls it as samanya jnana. And vichikitsa means samshaya. Samshaya means doubt. So shraddha, ashraddha, belief and disbelief, dhritihi, adhritihi, mental courage and mental confidence and diffidence, and hrihi means shame, shyness, modesty, dhihi means vishesha jnanam, and bhihi means fear. So all these samples, they are samples, not a complete list, all complete list of vrittis, all these put together is mind. And it is not different from all of them. And all of them are not different from mind. This Shankaracharya quotes because in one of the philosophies, in Nyaya Vaisheshika philosophy, they say Atma is endowed with Kama and all that. So in their philosophy, Kama, Krodha, Raga, Dvesha, they all belong to Atma only. And when Shankaracharya refutes that philosophy, he quotes this line. And how can you say that Raga Dvesha belongs to Atma when it very clearly is stated in the Upanishad here? They belong to mind. and they are expression of mind alone. One great aspect of Adi Shankara's refuting all these various vadas, he will quote from Veda itself. He will not go for outside quotations. From Veda itself, he will quote to justify his point, because nobody can then counter what Veda said. So all these belong to Kshetram or Anatma. None of them belong to Atma, the Kshetrajnaha. So keeping this mind only, Krishna tells the same in Shlokas 5 and 6 of chapter 13. Icha dvesha sukham dukham sangatas chetana dhritihi yeta kshetram samasena savikaram udharhit savikaram udahritam. Icha dveshaha sukham and dukham, they all belong to kshetraha, the mind, and not atma, the kshetrajnaha. So this is a very important and often quoted mantra. This is Mano Lakshana. And another topic discussed here is the proof for the mind, the pramanam for the existence of mind. Proof is required since mind is not a visible entity. Hence, even now scientists are not sure about the mind. Lot of research is going on to locate and define the mind. They are not able to do it. There are so many opinions regarding the location, the nature of the mind and all that. So what is the pramanam? Upanishad says, anyatra mana abhuvam na pashyan. For example, sometimes even when we keep our eyes and ears open, and they are all defect free also, ears hear well, eyes see well and all that, yet we do not get the knowledge. But logically, eyes are meant for perception, ears are meant for hearing. And if they are open, knowledge must take place. If not, we know there is another factor other than eyes and ears, and in addition to both eyes and ears, because of which perception and hearing take place. What is that additional factor? In whose presence eyes perceive and the ears hear and all that thing? In whose absence they don't do all this? That X factor is called Manaha. That is why we have a very popular statement, absent-minded status. This is very clear from the common expression that we have, absent-minded status. We say, even though I am here, I didn't see the person, I didn't hear you, I was not noticing, all that. So, anyatra manaha abhuvam. Abhuvam here is bahuvrihi, anyatra manaha yasyasaham, anyatra manaha. Na apashyam. So, didn't see. Na ashrusham. Did not hear. So, this is again, Arthapati Pramanam, we don't want to go into that right now. So, for existence of mind. So, another proof also Shruti gives is in this mantra. Suppose, for example, somebody, Swamiji gives this example. Suppose somebody touches your back. You don't see that person where he touches. Still, you are able to say, he is touching my lower back, upper back, left side, right side. Who does this discrimination? Because the sense organ can report the feeling of touch only. But it cannot say or discriminate whether it is on the left side or right side and all that. Therefore, the Upanishad says there must be some other principle which it discriminates the place of touch, and that principle is called Manaha or the mind. Thus, this is the Lakshanam and Pramanam for mind, and such a mind is the fifth Annam. Then the Upanishad gives the sixth Annam, the Vak or speech. Vak annam is very easy definition it gives. The Upanishad says, whatever sound is used for communication is vak. Yaha kascha shabdaha vak. Shabda from mouth is called vak. Then the Upanishad glorifies vak. Vak illumines everything and is not illumined by anything. Vak sarvaha prakashika. Parantu na anyaha prakashya. Then the seventh and the final annam is pranaha. Fivefold pranaha, prana, apana, vyana, udana and samana. And here Acharya gives the definition to these five pranas, and it is a very interesting definition he gives. In Tattva Bodha, we talked about the five pranas. Here he defines, he says, pranayanad pranaha. Pranayanam means vayu. That goes out, prana vayu. Second is apanayanad, apanaha. Apa means down below. So vayu from purisham, etc., away from the body. And third is Vyayamanad Vyanaha. So one which regulates prana and apana. So yamana means regulation. And urdvanayanat udhanaha, which brings things upward. At the same time, at the time of death, everything is rejected. So udhana prana carries everything, the sukshma sharira. And the fifth is samana. So samam nayanat samanaha. Samam nayana means which distributes nutrition equally to every part of the body according to the need of that portion. Food taken is well cooked by vyana, by digestive fire, and distributed to every part as per the part's need. All organs are well taken care of by samana prana. And the Upanishad says, in fact, the karya karana sangata is the mixture of these annams only. So I am atma, vangmayaha, manomayaha, pranamayaha. Here atma means karya karana sangataha, the sthula sukshma shariram complex, and not sachidananda atma. So with this discussion on three annams, so that is also over. So the sapta annams are defined. Let us go to mantra 4.
Trayo lokayeta eva vagevayam lokaha manontariksha lokaha pranosau lokaha trayo vedayeta eva vagrig vedaha manoyajurvedaha pranasama vedaha devapitaro manushyayeta eva vageva devaha manapitaraha prano manushyaha pita mata prajayeta eva manayeva pita vang mata prana praja vijnatam vijignasyam avijnatameta eva yatkincha vijnatam vachastadrupam vagdi vijnatam vagenam tadbhutvavatim yatkincha vijignasyam manasastadrupam manohi vijignasyam manayenam tadbhutvavatim yatkincha avijnatam pranasya tadrupam pranohya vijnataha pranayenam tadbhutvavatim. Up to the 10th mantra we have read.
In the previous 3 mantras, and three annams were pointed out. Three annams were pointed in the previous mantras and in the form of manaha, vak and prana. Now these three annams are divided into three types. Adhyatma annatrayam. Annatrayam means three annams. Adhyatma annatrayam, adibhuta annatrayam and adidaiva annatrayam. That is three adhyatma annams at subjective or individual level, jiva level. Adibhuta annam, same annam at the objective level or external jagat level. And adidaiva annatrayam, three annams at the Ishvara or Devata level. After all, world is what? Jiva, jagat and Ishvara only. And the Upanishad divides it into three because Bhokta Jiva enjoys world at all three levels. Bhokta Jiva enjoys annam at individual level. He enjoys the world, is annam for me because I enjoy the world. And devatas are also annam for me since I enjoy the blessings of the devatas. The beauty we have to note here is important. In the previous Brahmanam, what did we say? The world was said to be bhokta and jiva as bhogyam, serving the purpose of the world. Here it is said that jiva is bhokta and the world becomes bhogyam annam. Similarly, it was said that devas are bhoktas and jivas are what? Devanam pashuhu, bhogyaha, lokaha. And we are enjoyed by the world. Here, the table is turned. And devatas are annam and we are the bhoktas. As we said, the implication is twofold. So, vyavaharika and paramarthika drishtya implication. So, from vyavaharika drishtya, the implication is what? Everything is interconnected. For a human to survive, one should understand there is symbiotic relationship. There is interconnection between jiva, jagat and Ishvara. And therefore, as much as I take, so much I have to give to keep up the rhythm and balance, cosmic balance. There must be balance between the giver and taker, giving and taking, production and consumption, working and eating. Without balance at subjective level, sickness will come. Similarly, at social and ecological levels also, these problems will come. Thus, the interrelationship of the world is brought out in these two Brahmanas. This is Dharma Shastra implication. We learn a value, a dharma. But we should be clear, this is not the primary teaching of the Upanishad, because Upanishad is not Dharma Shastram. Upanishad is Tattva Shastram. So we have to learn a Tattvam, a very important truth, which was mentioned earlier, which Acharya will discuss later. And what is that Tattvam? That implication is, whatever is interconnected is mithya. Yat anyonyam ashritam vartate tat mithya bhavati. Why? Because interconnection means what? Interdependence. And interdependence is equal to what? Not independence. I depend on you, you depend on me. Devas depend on jivas, jivas depend on devas. All are dependent on each other. Therefore, both are mithya. Because definition of satyam is what? Svatantrataha satyam. Svatasiddhaha satyam. Anya anapekshaha satyam. Therefore, all these are what? They are only mithya only. Therefore, devatas depend upon jivas, so they are mithya. Jagat mithya as it depends on jiva. Jivas are mithya because they depend on jagat and devas. So, jiva, jagat, ishvaraha. All these are interrelated and they are all mithya. That is why this comes under Adhyaropa Prakaranam. We should be careful because we should keep track of what we are doing. The grand vision of the Upanishad. Then what is Satyam? It is neither Jiva, nor Jagat, nor Ishvara. The word Ishvara is what? Ruler. Means ruler. And that status of ruler is only when, so long as the ruled people are there. Therefore, Ishvara is dependent on Ishitam, Ishitavyam. Ishitavyam vina, Ishita na sambhavati. Then what is that? Jiva, jagat, Ishvara vilakshana. Ishvara, jiva, jagat, adhishthana bhuta. Satyam, jnanam, anantam. Brahmaiva satyam. This is going to be the development from this point on. So we are now going to see what is the discussion we are seeing now. The annam at three levels is our discussion. The third mantra talked about manaha, vak and prana at individual level called adhyatma. So the third mantra gives adhyatma mind, adhyatma vak and adhyatma prana at individual level. Now from the fourth verse to the tenth verse, we have adhibhutam level of mind, vak and prana. So a list is given in the fourth mantra. It says three lokas are there, bhuloka, bhuvarloka or antariksha loka and swargaloka or suvarloka. So three lokas. And the Upanishad says vak is bhuloka, mind is bhuvarloka and prana is suvarloka or swargaloka. Similarly, the fifth mantra, what it says, vak is Rigveda and manas is Yajurveda, prana is Samaveda. And sixth mantra says, vak is devas, manaha pitrus, and pranaha manushyas. And seventh mantra says, vak is mata, manaha pita, and prana is praja, kids, children. Then, and the 8th to 10th slokas, they say, vak is vijnatam, whatever is known is vak. Manaha is vijnasyam, which is desired to be known. Or which is, we can call it partially known. Because if you have desired to know something, then you should know first something is there to know. So it is called partial knowledge. And avijnatam pranaha means unknown. So known, partially known and unknown. In fact, all we experience are in the form of vak, prana and manaha only. Bhogya prapancha. All are symbolic representations, not analyzed in literal sense. So Acharya is very careful. He adds, Vachanihi Sarvam. It is Vedic imagination. Do not probe too much into that. Understand the spirit behind it. which is whole creation is Vak, Manas and Prana Rupam. That is universe is Annatraya Rupam and is Bhogya Prapancha. And who is responsible for this? I have created them because of my distribution of the previous four annams. We mentioned earlier the first four annams are for distribution and the last three annams are for consumption. And I am therefore responsible for it. This is called Adibhuta Annatrayam. And Upanishad incidentally adds another point. Whoever meditates upon this world as Annatraya Rupam, he will be blessed by the world. That is Vangmana Prana Rupam Iti Yaha Veda Avati. Avati means world protects him and blesses him. That means we have to take each one. Mata, Pita will bless him. Praja will help him. We should not say Praja will bless him. Praja will help him. Similarly, all the Vedas will give knowledge. Devas, Pitrus, Manushyas, they will all bless him. In short, all will bless him and help that person who does this upasana. So mantra 3 was what? Adhyatma Annatrayam. And mantras 4 to 10 were Adibhutam Annatrayam. And next one that is left is Adidaivam Annatrayam. That we will see in mantras 11 to 13. Let us read. Tasyaivacha prithivi shariram jyoti rupamayam agnihi tadhyavatyeva vakam tavati prithivi tavanayam agnihi ataitasya manasaha dyau shariram jyoti rupam asavadityaha tadhyavadeva manaha tavati dyauhu Tavan asavadityaha tau mitunam samaitam tata prano jagata sa indraha sa yesho sa patnaha dvithiyo vai sa patnaha nasya sa patno bhavati yagevam vedam ataitasya pranaha pranasya apashariram jyoti rupam asau chandraha tadhyavaneva pranaha tavanya apaha tavanasau chandraha Te ye te sarva eva samaha, sarve nantaha, sayo haitan, antavata upaste, antavantam salokan jagati, atayo haitan, anantan upaste, anantam salokan jagati. So Adidaivata Annatrayam in the form of Adidaivata Vak, Adidaivata Manaha and Adidaivata Prana. In other words, Vang, Mana, Prano, Devatas. And all these Devatas together, Shankaracharya says, as Prajapati, the Samashti, the total. Therefore, Prajapati's Vak becomes Vak Devata. Prajapati's mind becomes Mano Devata. Prajapati's Pranaha becomes Prana Devata. Thus, the whole Prajapati is our Bhogyam. Now, if Vak, Manaha and Prana are the three annams, we should remember they are in the form of karanams or instruments and belong to what? Belong to the Sukshma Shariram. We should remember Tattva Bodha. That is why I always remind, people refer to Tattva Bodha once in a way. So, Sukshma Shariram consists of Boga Sadhanani and Boga Karanani. So, Sukha Dukkadi Boga Sadhanam. Vak, Manas and Prana in the form of Karana. Also, even though Karanams are instruments, for their power to function, they need a physical container called the Sthula Shariram, the gross body, Ayatanam or Karyam. So, Sukshma Shariram is Karanam and Sthula Shariram is Karyam. Sukshma Shariram is a tool and Sthula Shariram is like a toolbox at the subjective or individual level. And what the Upanishads talks about is, at the Samashti or Devata level also, Vak, Manas and Prana must have the same two portions. That is the Karanam portion and the container portion and both Krishna's and the Karyam portion, the containers. So Prajapati also requires Karanam and Karyam. The development, I hope you are with me. Prajapati also requires Karanam and Karyam, the tool and toolbox. Vak Karanam and Vak Karyam. Mana Karanam, Mana Karyam. Prana Karanam, Prana Karyam. He has to have all that also. And this is discussed in the three mantras. For the Vak, what is the Shariram? The container. The Stulamsha. What is that? Prithivi is the Shariram for Vak. the box or the container. So the sthula part of vak organ of speech, and then Agni Devata is the indriyam, or vak golakam, physical box containing the indriyam prithivi. Similarly, for manas, dyauhu, manas, this is given in the 12th mantra. Manas dyauhu is the shariram, and adityaha is the karanam. Karanam karyam. The shariram means container, we should remember. Adityaha karanam. Swarga or swarloka is shariram for manas, and aditya is mind for prajapati, samashti devata. And surya devata stands for manas indriyam, and swarloka is karyam, container or golakam. Similarly, for prana, given in Shloka 13, apaha, the waters, is the shariram or golakam, and Chandra Devata is the prana indriyam. Actually, I am using the words golakam and indriyam and all very freely. We should have been very familiar with all the tattva bodha. For example, when I take my eye, the eye that you see, the physical eye, is golakam. Whereas the power behind seeing, that is called indriyam. So, golakam and indriyam, that is the difference. I just only mentioned because these are all, we dealt with all this in detail when we did tattva bodha. Please refer to those things when I use these words. So, there are three indriyams and three golakams. And what are the three indriyams? Agni Devata is Vagindriyam, Surya Devata is Manoindriyam, and Chandra Devata is Pranindriyam. And what are the three golakams? Bhuloka is Vaggolakam, Suvarloka Manogolakam, and Jalam or waters Pranagolakam. So all Golakas and all Devatas put together, they become Prajapati, the total, the Samashti. And who has created that? Jiva has created them as our Bhogya Prapancha. This is the main topic, that is the Adi Devata Annatraya. Now, certain incidental topics are also discussed here, which we will see very briefly only. Because Upanishad says that Adi Devatam pervades wherever Adhyatmam is. Thus, Agni Devata pervades all individual Vagindriyam. Surya Devata pervades all Manasindriyam. And Chandra Devata pervades all individual Pranendriyam. Thus, Adi Devatam, being Samashti, pervades Adibhutam and Adhyatmam. This is one point. And another point discussed is, it's all imagination, okay? The Upanishad is full of imagination. We said Vag Devata is Agni and Manas Devata is Suryaha. Previously we had seen Vag and Manas are Mata and Pita. Vag Jaya Mana Pita. We have seen that earlier. So by combination of Vag Devata and Mano Devata, you know what happened? Indra Devata was born. Thus Indra Devata is incidentally presented as the child of Vak and Mano Devatas, Agni and Surya Devatas. Because of that, Indra is unrivaled, very powerful. Glorification of Indra. Asapatnaha. Asapatnaha means unrivaled. And the Upanishad says, whoever meditates upon Indra as the unrivaled child of Agni and Surya, he will become unrivaled in his life. This is another incidental information. And the third incidental but important information is, since Vak, Manaha and Pranaha exist everywhere in Adhyatma, Adibhuta and Adideva form, all three are Anantam. All three are limitless. If at all there is division, it is only Aupadikam. Or superficial division only, like space being divided into part space because various parts were there. Just like part space and room space, there is no difference in the space, and the difference is only superficial, there is only one mind samashti. When looked from individual body, it is Adhyatma mind, and from total body, it is Adidaivam mind. There is only one Vak, one mind and one prana. And among us also, there is no Vak division or mind division or prana division. And the division is superficial only. Therefore, the Upanishad says, whoever considers them to be limited, he will get only limited things in life. And whereas whomsoever meditates upon them as limitless, anantam iti upaste. So, Ananta Vak, Ananta Manaha, Ananta Pranaha. సో అనంత ఫలం ప్రాప్నోతి ఫార్ హిమ్, హీ విల్ గెట్ అనంత ఫలం. అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ ఆల్సో వీ కెన్ ఇన్ఫర్, నాట్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ సెట్ ఇన్ ద ఉపనిషత్, స్వామీజీ మేక్స్ దిస్ పాయింట్, ఇఫ్ అట్ ఆల్ వీ హియర్ ఇన్ ద పురాణస్ దట్ రిషీస్ హ్యాడ్ త్రికాల దృష్టి అండ్ కుడ్ రీడ్ థాట్స్ ఆఫ్ అదర్స్ లైక్ టెలిపతి అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్, ఇఫ్ దే హ్యాడ్ దోస్ పవర్స్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ సచ్ ఉపాసనాస్ ఓన్లీ. దే ఐడెంటిఫై విత్ అధిదైవం అండ్ ఆర్ ఏబుల్ టు బ్రేక్ అధ్యాత్మ అధిదైవ డివిషన్స్. హౌ? దే బ్రేక్ బై తపస్ అండ్ ఉపాసన. దిస్ ఈస్ హౌ సమ్ ఆర్ ఏబుల్ టు లివ్ వెరీ లాంగ్ ఆల్సో. పీపుల్ హ్యావ్ టోల్డ్ మీ, యాక్చువల్లీ ఐ హ్యావ్ సీన్ వన్ పర్సన్, దే క్లెయిమ్ దట్ హీ లివ్డ్ ఫర్ 120 సమ్ ఇయర్స్ ఇన్ ప్రిన్సిపల్. థౌసండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఇయర్స్ ఆల్సో పీపుల్ సే సమ్ యోగీస్ ఆర్, వీ డోంట్ నో. ఇన్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఇట్ ఈస్ పాసిబుల్ బికాస్ ప్రాణ ఆల్సో ఈస్ అధిదైవ రూపేణ అనంతం. అండ్ ఇఫ్ వన్ క్యాన్ బ్రేక్ ద డివిజన్ ఆఫ్ అధ్యాత్మ అండ్ అధిదైవ, వన్ క్యాన్ ప్రొలాంగ్ వన్స్ లైఫ్ ఫార్ అ వెరీ లాంగ్ టైమ్. ఇఫ్ దే ఆర్ చిరంజీవి, దే అచీవ్డ్ ఇట్ బై దిస్ ఫీట్ అలోన్. బ్రేక్ అధ్యాత్మ అధిదైవ ప్రాణ డివిజన్, ఈవెన్ చిరంజీవిత్వం ఈజ్ నాట్, బట్ వీ షుడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ చిరంజీవిత్వం ఈజ్ నాట్ ఎటర్నిటీ, లాంగ్ లైఫ్ ఎస్ వీ షుడ్, బికాస్ దీస్ త్రీ మంత్రాస్ టాక్ అబౌట్ అధిదైవత అన్నత్రయం ఆర్ ప్రజాపతి, ద మ్యాక్రో కాసం ఇన్ జనరల్. అండ్ ద బ్యూటీ ఈస్ అంటిల్ నౌ వీ సెట్ దట్ మ్యాక్రో కాసం ఈజ్ ద ప్రోడక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది మైక్రో కాసం ఈజ్ ద ప్రోడక్ట్ ఆఫ్ మ్యాక్రో కాసం. నౌ వీ సే మైక్రో కాసం ఈజ్ రెస్పాన్సిబుల్ ఫార్ ది అపియరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ మ్యాక్రో కాసం. Then let us not discuss which is correct, both are correct, depending on how you look at it. Mantra 14. Sa yesha samvatsara prajapatihi shodasa kala tasya ratriya evam shodasa kalaha tasya ratriya evam panchadasha kalaha dhruvaivasya shodashi kala sa ratri birevam acha puryate apachakshiyate సోమావాస్యాం రాత్రిమేతయా షోడస్యా కలయాం సర్వమిదం ప్రాణభృత్ అనుప్రవిశ్య తత ప్రాతర్జాయతే తస్మాదేతాం రాత్రిం ప్రాణభృత ప్రాణం న విచింద్యాత్ అపి ఖకృలాసస్య ఏతస్య ఏవ దేవతాయ అపచిత్యై. సో ఇన్ దిస్ మంత్ర ప్రజాపతి దేవత ఈజ్ డిస్కస్డ్ యాజ్ అన్ ఇన్సిడెంటల్ టాపిక్. ఇట్ వాజ్ ఇంట్రడ్యూస్ వైల్ డిస్కసింగ్ వాట్ అధిదైవత అన్నత్రయం అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ప్రజాపతి. ఆల్ దేవతాస్ పుట్ టుగెదర్ ఇస్ ప్రజాపతి, అండ్ అధిదైవత అన్నత్రయం బిలాంగ్స్ టు ప్రజాపతి, అండ్ దస్ ప్రజాపతి బికమ్స్ అవర్ కర్మఫలం. హౌ ది ఉపనిషత్ రిలేట్స్, అండ్ దాట్ ప్రజాపతి ఈజ్ డిస్కస్డ్ హియర్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ సంవత్సర దేవత ప్రజాపతి. And what is the purpose of this discussion? Shankaracharya, he connects it. In the previous Brahmanam, the Ajnani Jiva was discussed and it was said that he was feeling lonely. So, Atma va idam agra asid, we should remember all that. And he felt lonely and he thought if he had a wife, children, wealth, then he could do karma. When he could not find wife around or children around, he took his own personality as the various entities, if you remember all that. So, Vagjaya, Vagindriyam was meditated upon as wife, Manasindriyam as Yajamanaha, husband, and Prana as Praja, Putraha, and Strotriindriyam and Chakshurindriyam were taken as Vittam, wealth, and thereafterwards, body itself was considered as Karma, born out of this. I just only briefed it, we've seen it in detail at that time. And since five factors are involved in this Karma and Upasana, it was called Panktaha. So, a karma is pangtaha, for it involves yajamana, yajamana patni, putraha, daivam vittam, and that is mantras and all are daivam vittam, and manusham vittam, all these, you know, material wealth, gold and all that, bhumi. So, out of them, karma is born. Now, Shankaracharya says that prajapati is karma phalam. How? Because prajapati is adidaivata annatrayam. And annam is created by jiva out of his own karma. Out of annatrayam jiva, you know, jiva karma created prajapati. So, out of his own karma, and Acharya says, karma was pointed out as pangtam in the previous section. Therefore, pangta karmanaha phalam prajapatihi. So, Shankaracharya argues that karma is pangtam and prajapati is karma phalam. And the logic is, as the karanam is, so the karyam will be. Or as the cause is, so the effect. We have seen all that. So from gold, gold ornaments are born. From human parents, human children are born. Therefore, karana gunaha karye anuvartante. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, Prajapati must also be panktam, consisting of five factors, being the result of karma palam, karma being panktam. Palam also should be in the form of panktam. So Prajapati must have five factors. Of these five, we have discussed adidevata vak and adidevata manaha and adidevata pranaha. All three we have discussed. These three being belong to Prajapati. And we need two more if it is pankta. So this mantra introduces those two more factors belonging to Prajapati, which makes him panktaha. For that, Prajapati is said to consist of shodasa kala purushaha. These are all great imaginations. Are the 16 parts, shodasa kala, 16 parts. Of these 16, for Samvatsara Prajapati, 15 of them are in the form of 15 days of the paksha, the fortnight. So, Prathama to Purnami, Prathama Atithi to Purnami, the 15 days are the 15 kalas, Shukla Paksha, which we clearly see in the moon, first digit, second digit and all that. On the Purnami day, all the 15 are supposed to be present. And then what about the 16th kala? The 16th kala is called Dhruva Shodashi kala. It is permanent, 16th kala, on all days. It is present. But during 15 days, the 16th kala is visible along with the other 15 kalas only. That is, on Prathama day, 16th kala is there and visible along with the first kala of the moon. Second day, it is there and visible through the second kala and so on. On Purnami day, we see the 16th kala along with all 15 kalas, therefore it is Purnam. And if you come to Amavasya day, all the 15 kalas are gone, that is temporarily resolved, and what must be left out is the 16th kala alone. But we don't experience that. The Upanishad says, the 16th kala on Amavasya day pervades all the jivas in the form of their food and drink or their life principle. And when Prathama to Purnami comes, the 16th kala becomes visible because of other kalas joining that. Of these, the 16th kala is Dhruva. Dhruva means permanent. Whereas the other 15 kalas are what? Vardhate, kshiyate cha. They grow and they decrease, waxing and waning. So on Amavasya, the 16th kala alone is there. Then on one kala is added, and on Purnami, all 16 kalas are seen. So this is supposed to be Samvatsara Prajapati. From this, Shankaracharya extends the other required two more factors. And what are the two more factors? In the Panktam, we have seen already three factors. Adidaivatam, Vak, Manaha and Pranaha, we have seen. The fourth factor left out is Vittam. Daivam Vittam and Manusham Vittam. And Shankaracharya says, the 15 kalas which increase and decrease, they stand for the Vittam of Prajapati. From this it is evident, that is money, Vittam. Vittam means money, wealth and all. Will come and go, as is seen in the 15 kalas, compared to Vittam of Prajapati. Amavasya means no money. So last day of month is third day. And Purnami means money. So even Prajapati has good and bad days, when he has not have money. Then the fifth factor is karma. So fourth factor is Vittam and fifth factor is karma. The function of Prajapati. And what is the function of Prajapati? It is in the form of annam and pranam. So, and in the form of days and nights, Prajapati makes the universe to grow. In the form of annam, food and drink on Amavasya days, and in the form of 15 tithis on other days, Prajapati alone causes the universe to work. We should note here, paksham alone joined together to become masa, and masas become samvatsara, year, which is responsible for all activities. So, in the form of kala tattvam, Prajapati functions, and because of this kalam alone, all people get up, go to work, worry starts. Actually, Swamiji ironically says, January means jananam vari or jananam worry is January. It all starts right there, all due to kalam, and its movement is due to Prajapati, who alone rolls whole world in the form of kala chakram. దిస్ ఈస్ ద ఫంక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ప్రజాపతి. సో ప్రజాపతి కన్సిస్ట్ ఆఫ్ పంచ అధిదైవత వాక్, అధిదేవత మనహ, అధిదేవత ప్రాణ, ద విత్తం ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ద 15 గ్రోయింగ్ అండ్ డిక్రీసింగ్ డిజిట్స్ అండ్ కర్మ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ మేకింగ్ ద హోల్ వరల్డ్ రోల్. ఏవం ప్రవర్తితం చక్రం. దిస్ ఈస్ ది షోడశ కళా ప్రజాపతి. అండ్ వన్ మోర్ ఇన్సిడెంటల్ పాయింట్ ఆల్సో ఈస్ డిస్కస్డ్. ద 16th కళ, ది షోడశీ కళ, ద ధ్రువ కళ, పర్మనెంట్ కళ, ఈజ్ దేర్ ఇన్ ఆల్ జీవరాశీస్ ఆన్ అమావాస్య ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఫుడ్, డ్రింక్ అండ్ వెరీ లైఫ్. ఇన్ అదర్ డేస్ ఆల్సో ఆర్ దేర్, బట్ ఆన్ అమావాస్య డే ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ దేర్, బికాస్ అదర్ కళాస్ ఆర్ అబ్సెంట్. దర్ ఫోర్ ది ఉపనిషత్ సేస్ జనరలీ ఇట్స్ ఆఫ్ అహింస ఈస్ అ వాల్యూ, అండ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది అడిషనల్ ఫ్యాక్టర్, దిస్ పర్టిక్యులర్ ఫ్యాక్టర్ అహింస ఆన్ అమావాస్య డే ఈజ్ వెరీ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్. వై? Prajapati has the Shodasi Kala and is in every living being, completely manifest. In other days, it is also along with the 15 Kalas, but here, no, by itself. Therefore, killing any Jiva is equal to killing Prajapati or hurting the Prajapati himself. Therefore, the Upanishad says, Prana Britaha Pranam Na Vichindyat Amavasyaya. Never kill any being on Amavasya day. It gives an example, Krukalasasya api. That means it is a chameleon. Chameleon, Acharya writes in his commentary about this also. Generally, people consider seeing it as a papam and hence throw stones at them also, childhood and all. They drive it away. So each chameleon, one should not hurt on Amavasya day. That's what the Upanishad says. Therefore, Ahimsa on Amavasya day is given important value by the Upanishad. One should not kill on any day, anything. But this is only just to glorify Amavasya. For that, for what purpose? Devatayaha apachityaihi, as a respect or honor to Prajapati, follow Ahimsa on Amavasya day. Not that one can do himsa on other days. On Amavasya day, one should definitely follow ahimsa. We will maybe do one more shloka. Mantra 15. Yo vaisa samvatsara prajapatihi shodashakaloyamevam sayoyamevam vitim purushastasya vittamevam panchadashakalam atmaivasya shodasi kalam savittenaivacham పూర్యతే అపచక్షీయతే తదేతన్ తదేనభ్యం తదేనభ్యం యదయమాత్మా ప్రధిర్విత్తం తస్మాద్యద్యపి సర్వజ్ఞానిం జీయత ఆత్మనా చే జీవతి ప్రదినాగాదిత్యే బాహుః. దస్ ద ప్రీవియస్ మంత్ర షోడశ కళా ప్రజాపతి వాస్ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ బికాస్ దిస్ ఆల్సో టాక్స్ పార్ట్లీ అబౌట్ దట్ సో ఐఎమ్ జస్ట్ కంటిన్యూయింగ్ నౌ ది ఉపనిషత్ ఐ మే టేక్ ఎ కపుల్ ఆఫ్ మోర్ మినిట్స్ నౌ ది ఉపనిషత్ ఫీల్స్ దాట్ షోడశ కళ కళా ప్రజాపతి ఈస్ ఆ సమష్టి హిరణ్య గర్భ ఈస్ పరోక్ష దర్ ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అబ్స్ట్రాక్ట్ అండ్ నాట్ ఈజీ ఫార్ వన్ మంద బుద్ధి టు అండర్స్టాండ్ దర్ ఫోర్ ఉపనిషత్ వాంట్స్ టు టాక్ అబౌట్ ప్రజాపతి ఇన్ ప్రత్యక్ష ఫామ్ నాట్ అపరోక్ష ప్రత్యక్ష ఫామ్ అండ్ హూ ఈస్ దట్ ప్రత్యక్ష షోడశ కళా ప్రజాపతి ఉపనిషత్ సేస్ ఎనీవన్ హూ మెడిటేట్స్ అపాన్ ప్రజాపతి యాజ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ దట్ మెడిటేటర్ ఈజ్ ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రజాపతి సచ్ మెడిటేషన్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ అహంగ్రహ ఉపాసన వాట్ ఈస్ ది యునిక్నెస్ ఆఫ్ అహంగ్రహ ఉపాసన వెన్ యూ కీప్ అన్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ సింబల్ లైక్ శివలింగార్ శాలగ్రామ అండ్ ఇన్ వర్క్ ద లార్డ్ అవుట్ సైడ్ యూ ఇట్స్ ఆబ్జెక్టివ్ ఉపాసన స్వామీజీ సేస్ ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ అహంగ్రహ ఉపాసన ఇదం గ్రహ ఉపాసన ఇదం శాలిగ్రామే ఆల్ ఇట్స్ సో బట్ దెర్ ఆర్ సెటన్ అదర్ ఉపాసనాస్ వేర్ ది సింబల్ ఈస్ మై సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్వోకింగ్ విష్ణు ఇన్ శాలిగ్రామ ఐ ఇన్వోక్ ఇన్ మై సెల్ఫ్ ఉపనిషత్ టాక్స్ ఆఫ్ మెనీ అహంగ్రహ ఉపాసనాస్ అండ్ వన్ స్టాండర్డ్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ దట్ వీ ఆల్ సీ ఆల్మోస్ట్ మెనీ ఆఫన్ ఈస్ ఇన్ లలితా సహస్రనామం అరుణాం కరుణాతరంగితాక్షీం ధృతపాశాంకుశపుష్పబాణచాపాం అణిమాదిభిరావృతాం మయూఖైః అహం ఇత్యేవ విభావయే భవానీ. ఇట్ ఈస్ అన్ ఐడియల్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఫార్ అహంగ్రహ ఉపాసన అహం ఇత్యేవ విభావయే. అండ్ ఉపనిషత్స్ టాక్ అబౌట్ మెనీ అహంగ్రహ ఉపాసన ఇన్ తైత్రీ ఉపనిషత్స్ ఆల్సో వీ హవ్ సీన్ దట్ సయేషో ఓంతర్హృదయ ఆకాశః తస్మిన్నయం పురుషో మనోమయః. So it is said, Aham Prajapatihi Asmi. So meditate on as Hiranyagarbhoham. And the Upanishad says, by such meditation, the Upasaka himself becomes Prajapati or Hiranyagarbha. Because the rule is what? Yata yata upaste tadeva bhavati. This is known in the scriptural parlance as Tat Kratu Nyaya. Because it is based on the famous Brihadaranyaka Vakyam, Yat Kratur Bhavati, Tadabhi Sampadyate. We saw that just now. As one thinks, so one becomes. Kratu means Sankalpa, thinking again and again. This is said actually in the 7th chapter of the Gita also, Yoya Shraddha Sayevataha. So similarly for Ahangraha Upasana, Palam is what? Whichever God one meditates on, one becomes that. Similarly here for Ahangraha Upasana, Palam is Prajapati Praptihi, blessings. Through this Upasana, I give up Adhyatma Parichedam and attain Adideva Vak, Manas, and Adideva Pranaha. Therefore, every Upasaka is a would-be Prajapati. Therefore, the Upanishad says, Ahangraha Prajapati Upasaka is Shodasa Kala Purushaha. Then what are the 16 Kalas for him? For the other Prajapati whom we discussed, they were the 15 Tithis and 15 are the 15 Kalas. And Upanishad says, in the case of this Upasaka, his wealth with them alone is his 15 Kalas. Just as the 15 tithis of Hiranyagarbha waxes and wanes, his wealth also can increase and decrease. Then what is the 16th kala? It is Dhruva, which is there on Amavasya day for Prajapati. For this Upasaka, who has got Shodasa kala, the 16th kala is his own body, his shariram. The very Atma. Atma here is not Satchananda Atma, the shariram. Acharya writes, the name of for our body is Pindaha. That's how he writes. Therefore, the Upanishad says, even when the wealth increases and decreases, the 16th kala, namely the body, if it continues to be there, previously he might be a rich man, now he may be a poor man. Not only that, the Upanishad says, as long as the 16th kala, the body is safe and sound, we can always manage to fill up all other 15 kalas. Even if one loses all the money, that is 15 kalas, if body is safe and sound, one can, body means mind and all that, one can again build up. Body's health is the 16th kala. Wealth is compared to the 15 kalas. Here wheel is given as an example, chakra, as an example. Its central part, namely the nabi of the wheel, is compared with the 16th kala, and the spokes and the rim, external rim, it is called a pradihi in this shloka. They are compared to the 15 kalas. So nabi is important, and if it is there, everything can be worked out, and when it is not there, nothing will work. So is the case with jiva also. If body is there, we can enjoy everything, and if it is not there, nothing we can enjoy. Further, without wealth, none can enjoy even Vedanta. So Shodasa Kala Purushaha, the Upasaka, is the content of this shloka. So maybe I'll stop here and start the 16th shloka in the next class. Sho Vedadau Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakriti Leena Seya Parasamaheshwaraha Shri Krishna Arpanamastu Narayana.